yo, yo, what's
Blog
good?
Radio.
You tuning in with Grow the Design and DJ Spit Something. This is Sick Minds Radio. We about to be tuning in with Eskimo Shouty. This is the underground, most underrated DJ mix in the mix. We gonna kick this off with some local talent here in Asheville. My man Kilo Fresh. We gonna put him and my boy Freedom with 5 minutes and some change. Let's run it.
Freedom, yeah. Kilo Fresh, look, yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. This for all the lost souls posted on the block. In the rush, trying to get it like they on the clock. Until the cops roll up like some tube socks. You gotta stay prayed up when you in the jungle. Broke nights, hungry days that'll make you humble. Lost my pops almost 4 years ago. I lost my mind around that time, but you don't hear me though. Looking critical, super serious. Y'all lost in the sauce, y'all delirious. Pick your face up, get your mind right. I like to spit real facts in the limelight. Give me my props, dawg, you know that I rhyme tight. You try to say I'm wrong, well I'ma prove you right. See, I'm lyrically gifted, mentally lifted. Love to touch bread like your grandma's biscuits. Live life on the edge, it's a must, I risk it. Opportunities talking, so I listen. One day at a time, my dawg, that's how I'm living. Can you feel the rain? Call me Kilo Mike Bivens. Got these haters looking sour like they ate a bunch of lemons. Man, I'm sinning, but I'm winning. This is just the beginning. Throughout life's dull moments, I shine like gold. Might gamble my life, but never my soul. Demons there left and right, but I just juke and go. Suckers holding me back, they see I'm trying to blow. Me and my chip been fighting hard, I hope it don't break us up. The devil threw an earthquake, he trying to shake us up. But if the love's real, then this lasted forever. We're like light us to a blind or a bird to his feathers. I just tell her, hold me down while I go get this cheddar. Little mama a soldier, she down for whatever. Having a birth defect made me oh so humble. Go hard like my pops, I refuse to crumble. Sucker saying I ain't this and I ain't that. Give me dap and talk behind my back. That's just real whack, that's not trill black. Treat him like an orange, get his top peel back. You try to climb my hill, fall off like Jill Jack. I can't believe heroin, got the whole bill smacked. Out of town of building, hotels and breweries. Meanwhile, you trying to gas me up, but you ain't fooling me. You're a dead man walking, I should make the eulogy. You should have a couple of seats for all your coonery.
Oh, it's my turn, bro? Oh, shit. All right, turn me up. Look, this, that. 5 minutes and change. Give me 5 minutes and some change to write a verse that's completely loco and insane. Or give her 5 minutes to change. I blew out the brains. But anyway, I'm selling hope. If you got money, let's exchange. I'm giving you knowledge, which is a priceless gain. You know the name. This that food for thought, that whole grain. I'm sucker free and you sweeter than candy canes. I give tips to scholars, you deserve an Oscar. I want my family prouder than Oscar. If you haven't seen the proud family, you may have missed that line. My grandmother getting older, but calling me, making sure that I'm fine. The love is real. Loop send them through, vacuum sealed. I'm so low-key, motherfuckers asking, am I rapping still? Well, is water still wet? Stop comparing rookies to this vet. Now, are you ready yet? I could do this for years. Who would have thought one of God's prodigies would have landed here? In the land of broken promises. By the age of 15, they can tell you who their honor is. Now, honor this. Message I sent to the lower class. You better catch your fast or that's your ass. Stop joining color and join hands. Easier said than done, but I'm here with P. Newton reincarnated. I am the chosen one. I'm freedom.
Free.
I also got a little time, bro.
Free.
All right, turn me back up. Look, I'm about to win it all like Miami in 06. It's hard to be a pacifist in a world full of dirty tricks. A smart young man, a rapper, and an activist. I do it all like God blessed me with too many gifts. So don't blame me, blame your creator. You sweeter than annihilators. I'm a pimp without the alligators, but I'm from the swamps. Pockets fatter than a fat ass with the mumps. Like, do you know any movies? You got to, cause that's where you get all your stories from. You can't lie to me, my nigga, I've never been dumb. Back to the basics, cops killing the weak, it has nothing to do with being racist. But then again, my friend, if you're black, you'll forever be your target. That's regardless, young brothers growing up heartless. The struggle just made us partners. Tell me who better and I will find them, then annihilate them. Only Jesus Christ can save them. Depending on how long it takes them, they may already be writing out your eulogy. This message is coming from Freedom Ashworth Prodigy. I gotta be in your top 10 by now, but if I haven't made that list somehow, I'ma educate you in a bit. Your favorite rapper is full of shit. He talks about drugs he never sold and all his rented whips now. Back to this 5 minutes and change. This was just putting you up on game, and brother Kilo is the one to blame. Nickel.
Ah, shit. Hey, bro. Hey, we gonna have to start dropping warnings or some shit when we gonna do shit like this.
Yo. It's with Drew the Design with DJ Spit Something. This is Sick Minds Radio on Street Monsters Radio on IFM Radio. And you tuning in, this is the debut. This is the day one. I'm going to give a little bit of running on this. You know, I'm with Drew the Design with Sick Minds Designs. And this is the first show with many. And we're going to bring and connect and build many bridges around this platform right here. And it can and continue to push this culture to something that it needs to be. Well, that being said, online right now, I got an underground artist out of Tuskegee, Alabama. His name is Eskimo Shouty, and he's making a lot of noise and been making a lot of noise. And a little backstory to this is me and him met out in the field fighting wildfires. That's right, by the flames. We connected. He was hitting a drum lick, started kicking some rhymes. He's like, "Oh, you spit? Check out this video." And this man has been making noise, let me tell you. And I'm about to bring him in. Let's bring him in on y'all. Eskimo Shouty, what is up?
Yo, what the what's up,
what's good, my brother? How you living?
I'm chilling, you know. Yeah. Chilling and focused at the same time, though, you know how it is.
Word. Yeah, so. Why don't you tell these listeners a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about me? I mean, you know, I've been putting it down as an artist for a few years now, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of singles out that people rock it with or whatever. But you know, I just like to kick it like it is. I don't really identify with the newer generation, no dissing. It's just I come from a long line of musicians, you know what I'm saying? Music's in my blood. So, you know, my family's been doing it for a while, you know, and that's kind of like just putting it mildly, you know, that's all I know. So
that's
I try
fact.
To keep it as real, as close to music as I can keep it, you know what I'm saying? But still, you know, keeping it hip-hop or whatever. But definite content is what it's all about. I mean, you know, I came up like everybody else, wild and talk about this and that or whatever. But you know, and I still keep it true to where I'm from. I mean, you know, I can't knock anybody for talking about what's around them, you know what I'm saying? But we got to. If you got a platform, I feel like you should use it to, you know, make that place you came from at least a little better, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your musical background? Because I know, for one, you're an amazing drummer. Where'd you get into that?
I mean, I've been doing that all my life, you know. I was hearing music in the womb. My mama was singing her ass off, you know what I'm saying? So I came up in the church playing. I've been playing ever since I was 2 in front of people. So, you know, just that's how I honestly don't remember getting into it. It's just something that I've always done. As long as I've, you know, had consciousness, I've known some music to be around me, you know. In my environment.
That's a blessing. So yeah, what's the music scene looking like down there in Tuskegee?
Right this second, it's kind of like it's. I see it as an even playing field. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a couple folks that was popping. Real talk, man. Everybody that was kind of popping right here, like young cats, from when me and mine stepped off, you know, the youngsters came up, all of them either dead or locked up. It's crazy down here, you know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just kind of busting it wide open for cats like me to, you know, get it started back up again. For a while, you know, me and a lot of my homies, we were hitting the open mic. They had, like, open mics going on around the city for a minute. You know, a lot of people were doing their thing. And we would be performing, doing shows, you know what I'm saying, doing shows around the state or whatever, and a few out of state or whatever. But, you know, everybody kind of life hit everybody, you know what I'm saying? And folks just went to working and working and working, stacking that paper, you know. But I stayed down. I was writing, you know what I'm saying? And when I wasn't doing music on stage, I was gigging, like in live bands or whatnot. So, you know. I fell back off of hip hop, I got to kick in with everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So you said you were doing it with the church, so you were doing gospel. I know you do some funk as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up doing music in the church, and I never stopped doing music in the church. You know, playing for my home church or whatever, but. You know, I was a part of a band, and we would do, you know, regular music, you know, secular music, as people in the church, I guess, would call it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I've done a little bit of everything. You know, everything but country. You know, this is just I haven't broken into that arena yet. You know,
absolutely.
But I might.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Yeah. No, I don't knock anything that's creative, man. If it's creative and it sounds good, man, I'm with it.
Yeah,
so,
that's real.
Let's touch down onto one of your debut songs real quick. All right. This is the one that you showed. This was the first track I heard from you, and you showed me the video for this. And if any of you listeners are out there listening, go YouTube. I Want the Money by Eskimo Shouty. And I tell you, man, this is a masterpiece of a video. Why don't you talk about this song a little bit? What gave you the inspiration to write this one?
Man, honestly, I mean, you know, it's self-explanatory. You know, everybody want a little piece, you know. But when I made it, it was in a time where everybody was quote unquote balling, everybody was flexing. I mean, we all know, man, people like to talk about that shit. I mean, oh, can I cuss? My bad.
Yeah,
I know it's radio.
Man. No, you're good, man. We got free reign, man.
Oh,
we all right.
Oh, okay, well, fuck that shit, got that now.
Yeah, get loose.
For real, seriously, though, I made that song. Everybody was balling, everybody was flexing. I just kept it real, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because you know what I was doing on the other side, you know what I mean? How me
yeah.
and you met and everything.
You were working your ass off, man. We saw each other all over the country.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And in a gig like that, for where I live, is a pretty good. You know, is a pretty good gig. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody rich or nothing, but, you know, I live in an impoverished area. You know, I'll call it that.
Absolutely.
Shit, fuck it. No, really. But I'm just saying that to say the irony, you know. But anyway, I made it.
Yeah.
Just keep it real. I mean, everybody want the money. It was something that everybody can kind of relate to. And it's just a little fun song, you know. When I first did it, I was just playing around, kind of, you know, just yelling on the mic or whatever. And I don't know. I let a couple homies hear it. And
you turned it into a monster, my brother. Let's let the listeners tap in, and we're going to come right back. Eskimo Shouty, what's good?
What's good? What's good?
All right. So we were talking about your musical influences a little bit ago, and you said that it started in the womb with your mom. You want to touch down a little bit more about that?
All right. Well, I mean, when I was in the womb, she was singing in church, you know, so. She'd be singing like, I'm singing that in church, you know. So I was getting it, you know. But her music basically goes back to, okay, all right, you know who Lionel Richie is?
Absolutely.
Right, all right. So Lionel Richie's from Tuskegee, right? And you heard of the Commodores, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Lionel Richie's, Commodores, whatever. The precursor to that band was the Jays. You know, the Jays basically formed into the Commodores, you know. But the Jays basically was my mom and them's band, you know, for, you know, lack of a better, whatever. I wasn't there. But, yeah, they was, that's basically who you hear in the background if you ever hear some of their music. The group was called the Joyettes.
You know? That is monumental.
Yeah. I think they did a little documentary, a little piece on YouTube about the Joyettes. But yeah, anyway, they kind of tell a story on there, but that was that little connection or whatever.
So your mom would sing with the Jays and Juliet.
Yeah, the Joyettes. Yeah, they were their own group or whatever, but the Jays were the band.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to come up.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up hearing all kinds of music. You know, I heard old school music. I grew up liking it. You know what I'm saying? My people always used to call me old man when I was little. You know what I mean? My baseball coach and shit type shit. You know. So I always been like an old soul type dude. I was spending a lot of time with my grandparents, you know.
Right. And I can contest to that. You're a mad down to earth person, man. When I met you, man, there wasn't an ill vibe in you, man. It was nothing but love. So I give it up to that, man. You were definitely an old soul.
Yeah, man, you know. Keep it real. But right. Yeah, music has been there. I grew up playing the drums, never stopped, you know. Hip hop was just, it was like fish to water, really. So, you know, I'm here. I represent the music. It's all about the music. You know, I think all of it has a little bit of it in it, you know, and you got to find the good in all of it. You know, it's some flavor in there. If something ain't got no flavor, turn it off, man. You should be able to find something in it. That's just my opinion, you know.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I do it for the groove.
That's it, man. It's all about the vibe, man. It's all about the wave, man. We set the sound, man, that we live to, man. We step to our beat, man, and we got to put that out there for the world to hear.
Well, talk, you know.
Absolutely, so. So about the vibe, about that. Where are you trying to take this vibe to? Where do you see yourself going with this music? What are you trying to accomplish in this industry?
I mean, honestly, bro, I want to make money, obviously, right? We all do, you know.
We all
that's
do.
What I'm look- right. That's what I'm looking to get out of it, you know. But just to... kind of like, I think music is therapy, you know. I try to make as much feel-good music. So, you know, more of it you put out there, more of it people will have to listen to the shit. Hell, I'll listen to it, you know. It might be my medicine if I'm the only one that can vibe to it and feel better, then fuck it, so be it, you know, at the end of the day. But I know it's a lot of people that feel like I do, so I just try to make a little something for everybody. You know, that's what this latest little EP that I'm putting out is kind of, you know, I try to be as well-rounded. It's called Circles or whatever.
Circles.
So that's Circles.
And
what, you know, that's what
when is Circles dropping? Give these people a date.
I don't have a definite date, but be on the lookout for it later on this year. It'll definitely be 2020 by the summer.
By the summer. Y'all hear that. In the summer, y'all better be looking up Eskimo Shawty's name. He's going to have some fire in the street.
For sure. Yeah, but it's called Circles, and that's pretty much what it's about, you know. The song Merry Go Round, there you go. It's a song on there called Circles. And then, you know, there's a song called Time that's on there, you know, everything kind of revolving in a circle, you know. Even though time is linear, you find that things kind of repeat themselves. So
keep that same vibe, that same cool je ne sais quoi to it.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
To raise awareness, I think, though, above all, I mean, well, at least in conjunction with the vibe, then I think it needs to be about waking people up, making people hip to what's really going on. I mean, come on, bro. We talking about music in the middle of a pandemic. You know, let's keep it 100. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but not, you know, but like I said, that's therapeutic because there are people who are suffering who have already contracted the COVID-19 or whatever, you know, and they need to do something in the motherfucking house. You can't do nothing in the quarantine but listen to your music and watch the TV. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to make life.
I tell you what everybody
though.
Needs to do. Everybody need to wash their motherfucking
hands. Wash your
hands.
Motherfucking hands. That's what everybody needs to do. Wash your goddamn hands. Do what they've been telling you to do since you've been in motherfucking preschool. Fucking dumbass. You know,
that's
wash
the
shit off, bro. Come on, bro.
Whoa.
It's too easy, man. You know what
if
I'm saying?
Money,
all kinds of shit bought
money,
off the shelf.
I want the money, but I don't want the James that's on that money.
I swear. Hey, exactly. Wash your hands touching this motherfucking money, too. You know what I'm saying? It's dirty, bro. Dirty money,
mm-hmm.
man. That's what's going on out here. Dirty money, man. You know? Seriously, though.
So,
wash your hands.
Speaking of circles, let's talk about this video that you just put together that's getting ready to drop. Tell the world about Merry-Go-Round.
Okay. Merry-Go-Round. Basically, Merry-Go-Round, the way I put it here, is about a girl. Her name may or may not be Mary. I'm not, you know, it's a pun on, play on words, you know. Everybody knows a girl or has had a girl or something like that. Or if you are a girl, you probably had a dude or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that has left you and come back. You know what I'm saying? Can't really make their mind up. Oh, you might have even been that person. You know what I'm saying? You might be the married. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just it's about a girl in this case that basically, you know, can't make up a fucking mind, but she knows she liked me, so she always come back, you know. And it's not about anybody in particular. It's just a song that I know a lot of people can relate to, you know.
Hey, I know what you're saying. So when is this video?
You know, the video will be dropping next week. Be looking
nice.
For that.
Nice. Y'all
it
hear
be
that
in store
next
tomorrow.
Week. In stores
yes.
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Look for it.
That's it. All right, so we're going to run it, and we're going to take a listen to Merry-Go-Round, and then we're going to come back with Eskimo Shawty. Y'all stay tuned.
Eskimo! Cause I'm feeling the way she acting extra nasty just to please me. said, your energy literally is fixing me, but I'm only a human with limited capabilities. Ask what you wanna do, you even know. You wanna go out on a date, you wanna keep it independent, wanna smash, 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 you wanna take control. Now baby, let me put you on some. I got a plan, yeah, I'm making it happen. Would you be into me if I was a rapper? I got the spark, huh? Probably so, because I'm gifted and making it. Thinking twice, I got them doubling back and acting lost, huh? Back to car, y'all, you find a pause, huh? I ain't the kind that you normally come across, huh? Told a friend to give it to me, she in good hands. That was the day I met you, I had a good plan. She said you saw me on stage, you already knew. I hollered at you, you knew what you was about to do. Keep it authentic, I keep it winning, I keep it true. And since you're keeping it real, girl, I seen you too. I knew what the deal was, your friend did too. You went to the bathroom and they went too. The club was rocking, but I can't match you. Cause that dress was like loud, and that ass was like ooh. Earrings and toenails was matching it too. Said to myself, boy, you gotta pursue. I'ma get on her and do what it do. Come to find out you ain't harder to do. Cause you up in everybody's face, every one of them got the time for you. I ain't the type to wanna hold you, girl, that ain't even in my demeanor. I was chilling like a villain on the scene when I seen her. I was tipping out, tipping to me and calling. When she saw me pull up on her like a sauna, I was floating up in my car. She said she wanna take a stroll so far. You gotta play your part. Here we go now, merry go round. She goes around. Had to let her go and find herself, but she'd rather get a lover from a player like me. Been to me a corner when she saw me pull up on her like a sauna. I was floating up in my car. She said she wanna take a stroll so far. You gotta play your part. Here we go now, merry go round. She goes around. Had to let her go and find herself, but she'd rather get a lover from a player like me.
Eskimo Shouty, Merry Go Round, video dropping next week. So, Eskimo, let the Eskimo speak. How you feeling tonight?
I'm chilling, brother. What's popping? How y'all feeling over there? Is it raining?
Cool, man. It's been a pretty beautiful week so far. We've been having some mild weather going on. Yesterday, I think it was like in the upper 60s, almost 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like that here, too. We just have been getting a bunch of rain and shit.
Yeah, it was rain all through the early of the winter there, towards the end there, too, man, since fall time. So I know the East Coast ain't really going to be burning this year. We're going to take it over here a little bit. So who have you brushed shoulders with here in the industry, man? Because I know you've been running around from Cali, Ohio, Atlanta. You get around, man. You bust over here to North Carolina, you go up to Virginia, man. Why don't you talk about some of the venues and places you've rocked and who you brush shoulders with, man?
It ain't like I've been around like that, you know what I'm saying? I like how you put it, though. Maybe it's not good that way. I did a venue coast to coast mixtape. I did one of their showcases in Atlanta, and it was like one of the. What's up?
No, keep going. You good?
Oh, I thought you said yeah. It was like one of them pay to play type gigs. I called it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little older than these guys, so I call shit like I see them. You know, but it's a good opportunity or whatnot. So I took advantage of it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I wound up winning. And the first place prize was basically a trip to Miami, and we got on a yacht. It was the Coast to Coast people there, and Jack Thriller was on there. That was cool. Wow. He was on the yacht going ham. And, but I guess what you talk about, I basically brushed shoulders with Lazy Bone, you know, and that was one of my influences coming up, you know, and
okay.
one of the tracks I think you're gonna be playing was actually put down at that time when they was beefing with when that whole Tekashi situation was at its height, you know, and everybody was trying to go in on the OGs and old nigga, young nigga, old rapper, young rapper type shit, you know what I'm saying? And people start throwing shots at, you know, basically people who put it down and basically made shit what it is today, you know, basically created that model that whether a lot of people want to admit to it that we follow, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's it, man. Laid the foundation for the whole platform in the culture.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not too big or whatever, too proud to admit anything like that. You know, I came up listening to that. So, yeah. You know, not to basically to segue into your next joint, because I know you was going to play it. That was written at that time, you know. And we collabed and, you know, put together a little something. We're going to drop that on you in the future. You know, it's coming. Man.
Absolutely.
So, but as far as brushing shoulders, that's what I consider brushing shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I've bumped into people here and there, but, you know, shit just kind of happens like that. But, like, yeah, actually connecting with and working with and actually, you know, attempting to make some noise with, yeah, that would be what I would consider, you know, people in the industry bumping shoulders with.
Facts. So,
everybody
let's talk about that. Oh, yeah, everybody out there, man. There's a lot of fish in them ponds, man.
Yeah, bro.
Let's talk about, man, where have you got to perform, man? Where's some of your favorite places you've got to set off the stage?
I mean, I've been all around the Southeast, you know, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. Never been to Mississippi. I've yet to come to North Carolina. But I was
Okay. You've never performed out here yet.
I've never performed out there, but I was actually living there when all this madness started. For real. Not when it originally started, but like when Eskimo was, you know, quote unquote born.
How did Eskimo get the name Eskimo?
Because I'm a cool motherfucker, basically, but I mean, that's what I tell people now, but honestly, it was something that I said on a mixtape, you know, and it just kind of stuck, you know what I'm saying? My name was Black Blue, you know what I mean? And that was just my two favorite colors, and you know,
Mark.
I didn't put a whole bunch of thought into a name because before that I was just, you know, going by my name or whatever. But shit, my homeboy, my best friend died, and I don't know. It's like I just decided to take it serious. He actually worked for the people too that we used to for the. Forest Service, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's illegal to fucking say their name and shit. I don't want to fuck around, you know.
Right.
But yeah, you know, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It is what it is. That's who it was. He died, and I don't know. Some just said I'm wasting time doing what is not in my heart like that. You know what I'm saying? Music wasn't in me, so
I can relate to that on so many levels, bro, because the way Sick Minds Designs came about was when Rest in peace to Carolina Redding. Rest in peace to Devo. When my buddy Devo died, and then Carolina Red got sick with cancer. And Carolina Red is one of Asheville's own, man, and he was making noise out here. And him and Kilo Fresh were the go-to guys. And I was the last album that he put out was the Fam for Life mixtape, and it was the go-to guys. I'm actually on that on the track, but he got sick with cancer, and that's where the idea for Sick Minds Designs came about too, man. And then he wound up dying, and that's what kept fueling the fire. So I can relate on so many levels to that, brother.
Yeah, I don't want to get on that shit. You know what I'm saying? But rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace to the homies, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man. It's been, man, I lost a lot of them since then, bro. You just, boy, it's rough. You know, but hey, while we here, we got to do it, you know?
That's it, brother. Well, let's switch the vibe up a little bit, man. We're going to talk about Pause for the Cause, man. And let's talk about the cause, man. Let's talk about this track a little bit.
Well, honestly, it came to me. It's crazy. I was in Montana in the mountains, you know. I was on a roll, you know. For those that don't know, a roll is a detail for at least 2 weeks, you know. Yeah. Fighting. You might be anywhere.
Could be gone a month.
Yeah, you know, depending on what kind of role you on, yeah, you might shot, you out there. So anyway, I was out there, and I mean, like I said, all that shit was going on, all that shit was getting talked, and you know, I just decided to make a one take, you know, just a straight freestyle, not what people consider freestyles, like just off the dome, you know. A freestyle wasn't just originally all about that. It could be written, but it's a freestyle, you know. It's not conformed to 16 bars or anything, you know.
Right.
You may rap the entire length of a beat, which I did, and I just decided to touch on some things, you know, just things about the industry, things about what was going on, some shit still going on, you know. And yeah, like you say, it is what it is. Well, yeah, it is. It is what it is. So I decided to speak on a little bit of it. So that's what came out. You know,
and
simple as that.
Before we play this joint, man, what's the worst thing in the industry today that you see?
Huh. That I see from my perspective where I sit, you know, every day.
Yep.
Gosh. Honestly, we're all a product of a bigger problem. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere, but the industry, basically conformity, you know, anything for a dollar is controlled. You know, I don't want to go too deep into that, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? It's like, honestly, what do you want? Do you want to be famous? We're in a social media age. You know what I'm saying? It's all about clout. And that's what it was about. That track is about clout chasers. I should have just said that, but you know, yeah, that's what
all
it was
right.
about.
Let's give it to him, brother.
Yeah, give it to him.
Dang,
yeah, hey. Real rap, look, I sent my conscience out to no man's land. Had to pause for the cause and effect, I had to come back with a plan. Had to put some power back in my hand. And now I'm looking funny, the niggas that wanna give it back to the man. And even the wagon, disrespecting the band. Clout chasing, trying to ride away, but call it new age. Free
based, and it's an epidemic. Pile of shit with stepping in it. It seems the only way to win it is with a gimmick. Check. Take them skinny jeans back where you got them. It's the Eskimo on back to bring it back to the bottom. Unapologetic. Go suck a dick if you got a problem. Pick a fight with somebody else, but with the hatter, don't bother your dead. Old school in effect, and this one ain't for the kids. Somebody need to teach them respect and take them up off the grid for a minute and throw some old bricks in the foundation. Cause new shit and real shit is lacking correlation. I'm a real spitter, so I see it as obligation to cut off the feet of the fakers. Lyrical amputation, only pause they know. Coming to pill bottle, listening to shots they throw. Making the OGs real hostile. Ain't need to find another name for this shit. I'm condemning the new construction. Where's your building permit? I'm a demolitionist. I'm taking out all of the illegitimates, illiterates, and idiots calling themselves lyricists. I'm built for this. Rock solid, standing on 10. You say you trying to grow up, but really ain't planning on when. Really ain't with it, you really ain't in your own skin. You really is pussies, you really taking the bone in. Phone in the pharmacy. Bring a couple Quaaludes so they can fuck you in your ass and tell you they gon' pay you. What a industry. What's your price tag? What you stand for? Get them hoes they clothes back. I don't understand your plan. Put your dish rag up, your brain washing your fans. And put the bitch swag up and tell them go take their ass to class. Because they only old enough to get a driver's license. You showing them how to be gangster. Gangsters moving silent, you faggot. I'm loped up and do you like a corner bag and leave you smoked up. And they won't be satisfied till every one of us roped up. You swinging for the cameras, you posed up. My nigga, put your black face on. Put the 808 on maximum, turn the crack bass on. Beans on the scene with the new J's on. And I don't give a fuck about your new age song. Sounding like a booty coming out of Flu Gay song. And I might catch black for that. But I just wanna know where the rappers at. Not the peeled out mumble nigga sounding whack. You know, it really done got out of hand when people like me start clapping at ya. You wanna do it, let's do it, just bring it, you bastards. I'm ready for beef, I can chew it, but I spit it out, won't shit it out. Chicken, turkey, fish, that's it. Getting rid of the garbage rapper, so I guess I'm on a health kick. Kick the ballistic, flip the slip switch. Blow torches, Zippo, it don't matter, you pick. We smoking out the bag of these rhymes. In the cypher playing tag with these rhymes. Grab a book of zigzags for these rhymes. Mad Hatter had to step up on top of your neck with pressure that just won't let up. Rappers been in depression, die but then go to heaven. Now everybody biting styles, I'm talking 24-7 like 9-11. This is terrorism, look at the hypnotism. It could be mysticism, you might call it pessimism, but I call it skepticism. Check out the symbolism, they want to send a total totalitarianism and the prison system.
Yo, 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 we back in it with Eskimo Shorty. Was good.
Yo, what it is.
What it is. Yeah, that one is fire. That joint is fire. We're going to touch into a little bit. What can we be looking to see from you in the up and coming months? You got any mixtapes in the works?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Well, I'm about to drop Circles. It's the EP. It's gonna have Merry-Go-Round and 6 other tracks on it. You know, so be on the lookout for that. It's gonna be dope. Oh, shit, videos. I'll be dropping videos for most of them. So I'll be making some noise in the next few months.
I want you to take a little time, man. I want you to this is a couple of guys that I do some music with here in Asheville. This is going I'm about to tune you into General Christ and Scott Damage real quick. This is 331, bro, and I think you're going to vibe with it. So, let's run this real quick and see what you think.
For sure.
We just ran the street, you know. We was like any other hustlers, you know. We was just trying to, you know, get through. You know, the American way. Yeah. Happy days. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke till we sleep. Till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke till we sleep. Till we we sleep. Smoke, smoke till we sleep. After 20-hour creep, creep, what a hood heartbeats. We eat, eat, stay on place. Brazilian fear. All my family, over here, over here. Cookouts, kick up your feet. Beers, burgers, shrimp, free loaders trying to pimp in. Boy, we've been working for a long time. Motivator said it, we get it in. I take it down 40-85. Alamance, where it all began. Summer hustle, juice and gin. And nowadays, feel that ocean wind. Windows open, focus, focus. Boost of labor, it's all from the savior.
Yeah.
We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke, smoke till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke, smoke till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke, smoke till we sleep. Till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke, smoke till we sleep. Till we sleep. We ran the streets just to eat. Now we kick up our feet. Smoke, smoke till we sleep.
Roll the blunt beforehand. Hustle hard, delighted. Roll the blunt beforehand. Use the sweet stone to stay grinded. Roll the blunt beforehand. The story of my life is, was an industry, so was grinding beside them just to survive. Damn the tree, it was heavy on me. No weed, it was life of homie. He struck money and sunburn on me. HMS like Her Majesty's ship. My majesty is the word to begin aloud. Mama taught me to spit aloud. Daddy told me, if you heard like 06, you better walk it out. What? No pies, no stops, perfect in the forefront. 2020 background, me and for the storefront. Slept on the lot, but on store my seat up. Doing pull up, push from the ground up. You trust, bruh. Pepper war if I need to. These are loud, the buttons and speakers. Switch how I'm speaking.
Damage. 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 Yo, what do you think about them Butcher Kids coming in with that 331, bro?
Okay, 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 okay. 331 as Asheville.
331 is a smoking code, I believe.
Oh, I got you. What's y'all's area code?
This is the 828.
Okay, but, you know, it's like down here, they used to be real big on area codes, you know.
Yeah. Nah, that was...
okay, 331. I wonder what that stands for.
I'm pretty sure that's a code. I think it's a code. Now,
I can dig it. Yeah, man. They dope, man.
This is the type of vibe our city's putting out that over here, man. And you know, I'm a New York native for all of y'all that don't know. But I will say this city right here is a melting pot of its own. And we got vibes and styles from all over the place mashed up. Let's jump into one more song real quick from one of our local artists real quick. I'm gonna let you bop out to real quick. This is Freedom the 10th Wonder. We heard him tune in with Kilo Fresh before, but we're going to hear him with this song, The Rapture. And I think you're going to feel this one, Eskimo. So let's check this out.
Yeah. And Terry came in clutch with the rubber bands. Look. Look. It's the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. This a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing? This the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. This a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing? I feel like I got a rap gift. So when I'm present, respect my presence. I feel like I gotta get on my body. Like a QB after throwing more than 3 interceptions. Now let this be a message to you fuck niggas who think you got it. And to the people who judge us a prophet before we actually make a profit. Make them get rowdy up in this bitch. At my funeral I want burgers and extra chips.
All my brothers acting retarded and getting lit. No one will fight regardless and never bet for shit. I ain't seen no paperwork, ain't claiming he a snitch. He's successful cause the devil ain't working as hard as this, nigga.
It's the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. It's a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing? This the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. This a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing? We are praying for a better life.
Freeze.
So when the opportunity comes, you don't think twice, cause you want the whole cake, right? Fuck a slice, fuck living with roaches and mice. Preach that shit I like. I wanna ride around my city like, nigga, we made it. Crash the Benz and get another. Get the keys to my brother, cause we can finally say fuck the struggle. Selling hope in my hustle. I never am, I ain't out for nothing. I be thinking of a master plan. But all I am is a lost soul in this land. So if I happen to be a meal ticket, I'ma get rich. Just to die and be pissed, I sold my soul for this shit. Blah!
So I can't buy happiness anymore. You know what I mean? I've bought every fucking thing that I ever wanted, right? There's not really anything that I want. So I can't buy any, like, pleasure.
This the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. This a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing? This the rapture, nigga, you got it backwards. Feeling like I was captured, surrounded by actors. This a part of me they didn't know existed. I said, are you living or are you just existing?
Yo, this is with Drew the Design with Eskimo Shorty, and that was Freedom the 10th Wonder, my brother, with The Rapture. You got it backwards. Yeah, so let's talk about something, man, before we sign out. Who do you want to shout out, man? Who you want to yell out to over the airwaves, brother?
Shit. Tuskegee, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Anybody from Bama, you know what I'm saying? Anybody ever bumped into in this game, you know what I'm saying? The homies, the player partner, Skeegee Slim, KL Charles, you know what I'm saying? Look out for, actually, I just did a couple videos with KL Charles, so be on the lookout for them, you know what I'm saying? Cal Charles featuring Eskimo Shorty. Shit, B Stubbs, Nino Black, Jeff Country. Shit, everybody in here, powerhouse, you know. PDP, anybody I forgot, charge it to my head, you know what I'm saying? Not my heart, you know. But everybody in the COTC, everybody in the 46. You know what I'm saying? EBP, all them. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that was the first episode of Sick Minds Radio. Thank you for coming out, my brother. And thank you for being a part of this. And thank you for being my friend.
No. Y'all hold it down over there. I'm going to get back at you.
That's it, man. We're gonna run it out real quick with I Want the Money one more time, because that's the jam.
I want the money. I want it.
And we got to bounce. One.
All right.
Brown Top Production.
I want the money. I want everything. I want the cars, the clothes, and the. Let's ride the money train. I want the money. I want everything. So hard in the pain, and I'ma get it. I'ma get it. Let's play the money, making money game. Yeah. I wake up in the morning, do the happy thing. Got a cup of OJ in the breakfast place.
Yeah.
I gotta thank God, that's right out the gate.
Right now, thank God.
Now let me fast forward to the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm the Eskimo.
Uh-huh.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Yeah. with a big old swag. Running 160 with a big old dash. Jail bail money in a big old stash. Running with a 100 with a big old ass. And I fight that.
You there?
Talk about money, I like that. He ain't taking nothing from her, I fight for that.
You there? Yo. That was it.